Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this June 21st, 2023. Have your host, James J. Matloff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Keith Olson, along with Priscilla and Mary Beth, as we talk with our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids City Band. Looking forward to that. Right now, in studio, we have Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, James. How are you?
Doing good. Good to see you, sir. Thanks for being here. Want to say a big shout out to our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media as well. Thank you for being here. Be sure to go to YouTube, type into your search bar Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, subscribe to their page, keep up to date with all the cool things that they got going on over there. Sir, thanks for being here. How have things been, Shane? How have you been doing?
I've been good and been keeping busy. How about you?
Same. It is. It's summer. It's go time. We'll get more into that in a little bit. We're wrapping up. We wrapped up Cranberry Blossom Fest in the community. I wanted to get your take. I wanted to see how you, from you and your team's perspective, things went in the community.
Yeah, you know, I think they've got that event down to a science. They've been doing it enough, and so everything's usually pretty much all set up, ready to go. Yeah, I think that really helps. It helps the organizers and helps the community because then you kind of know what to expect.
Yeah. It's successful every year. I think that's kind of understood. But the event itself grows every year. With that, that the organizers, do you do a lot of back and forth with them of city planning or anything? Or is it kind of they take the ball and run with it?
Yeah, so the city has a special events application that they do. And it kind of outlines everything going on, what services or assistance they need from the city. Mm. Part of that event process is if your event doesn't change, then you don't need to really, it kind of automatically reapproved. And so, you know, for the most part, everybody knows, like the street department, the parks department, everybody in the city kind of knows, hey, this is this weekend and we need to get this ready. So it's pretty smooth.
It's a well-oiled machine. Mm-hmm. It really is. And that's with the additions they make year in and year out and the tinkering that they do and stuff. Just a very successful event.
Yeah, I think it's important, you know, for events to survive is they've got to make some tweaks and changes. Otherwise, it just becomes the same event. And I think I always believe that events run their course at some point. And so if you're not changing and maybe doing some new things, it'll kind of fall off. And so I think it's good that events change.
We'll be talking about this another time, probably. Actually, I don't know if we will be, because by the when you join us next month, the event may have already taken place.
Yep.
I want to talk a little 4th of July with you.
Absolutely.
You recently, your office released the plans for our Independence Day this year here in Wisconsin Rapids. Let's go over the details of the event. Anything different or new this year?
No. It's, you know, we've kind of established that our 4th of July is well attended, and it's a pretty great event, and so we try to, you know, continue on with that. I can't announce yet that we're going to have a flyover, but we are definitely working on it, and they are in communications with us, but we haven't gotten the AOK yet, and so we're hoping for that again this year. And all we ever hope for is a nice weather, no rain.
It's going to be from the Wisconsin River, as usual, downtown Wisconsin Rapids. The display will begin approximately about 9:30.
Correct.
So maybe viewed along most of the riverbank, downtown area, except for the launch and safety zones. Be on the lookout for that. Be sure to avoid those areas. And we'll talk a little bit more about boaters and that a little bit more later into things. The DJ, entertainment engines, going to be playing music around 6. Keep that in mind, too.
And the vendors will be down there.
We're always excited about that, too. That's one of those things to me about the event that I always love the added bonuses. We understand the fireworks and a lot of the big things, but it's the one more opportunity for vendors to get out there, get some funds, and us to get some great products.
And everybody can socialize and hang out and kind of celebrate what the day is to celebrate.
National anthem going to be sung by Don Johnson. That's a get to get Don Johnson, Mr. Miami Vice. No, I'm joking. Don's great. He's a great voice, and that's a really nice person to have doing it. It's going to be immediately before the fireworks show begins.
Correct.
And as Mayor said, food, refreshments going to be down there. Do we know the vendors? Do we know any of the types of foods that are going to be down there yet?
I know they're registering in the clerk's office. Okay. I haven't gone down to look at that list, but I'm sure all the ones that have been there in the past we'll see again. And hopefully, I'm pretty sure there's a few new ones.
It's another very similar to Cranberry Blossom Fest. This fireworks display, like a lot of towns, it's another opportunity to to bring the town together for you to see people maybe you don't always see. But another great opportunity to promote these vendors, to promote these food companies, and that are in our area and our neighborhood, and also support local.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The Wisconsin Rapid City Band going to be performing outside of the Centralia Center at 223rd Avenue South from 7 to 8. They're going to be joining us in the next segment.
Excellent.
We're looking forward to talking about this, but I love this city band. They do such a great job every year, and I like that they're a part of the event.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I think they've been around part of the event for quite a while.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're planning to attend this event, we got a couple of things for you to consider. No tarps, blankets, or chairs may be placed on the riverbank or at any city park before 6 a.m. on July 4th. Any article placed before 6 a.m. is going to be removed. Do not place blankets over plantings or mulch or anything. Mm-hmm. I never seen this as a huge issue, but it's something that we do got to remind people about.
Yeah, in years ago, they used to show up several days, and so now, you know, we don't. There was a couple $1 million investment in the riverfront, so you know, the longer the tarps are down, you know, we don't want to kill the grass. We don't want to people fighting over spots, and so yeah, if you want to get up early at 6 and get your tarp out, you know, have at it, but.
I remember my brother and sister and I going to a park early and living in this area, and it was Robinson. We were over at Robinson, and I don't know if we were picking up dirt or kicking dirt or something like that, but my dad getting on us right away and just like, you got to treat it like it's my yard. And my dad takes very good care of his yard. You would not treat my dad. You'd treat it like it's a brand new sofa. Like he should put that plastic stuff on the yard. Like that's how my father is about his yard. So it's very similar to what we talk about also with the library. You know, when you're renting these things, they're not yours. You don't own them. Treat them with respect. Treat our parks the same way. And treat these the area here that we're getting in, take this 4th of July in, and with some respect.
Yeah, there's a large amount of tax dollars that have been put into it. And I think it's just a responsibility to, you know, if we can take care of it, it's less we have to put into it to fix it, maintain it, and it's better for all of us. We can use that money elsewhere then.
I was just going to say, those tax dollars can go into other things. It benefits everybody.
Correct.
No parking will be allowed on 2nd Street South between East Jackson Street and Mead Street from 6 a.m. on July 4th through the conclusion of the event. Again, we are pretty used to that, and we just even got a precursor with Cranberry Blossom Fest and everything.
Yeah.
The city does a really good job with this. I wanted to commend Kyle, the whole team over there, all your whole staff, because I know it takes many hands to coordinate this stuff. I go through, I'm on one side of town and to the other almost every day. I got to go through A Street, all this stuff. And I'm always blown away when we have these events that take up a certain road that we use every day, and we're able to get around it with no issues. You know, a tip of the hat to everybody over there.
Yeah, we kind of adapt. But yeah, we started a meeting a couple months ago, you know, making sure everything's getting set up internally and, you know, all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. And so, yeah, we planned this several months ago.
No traffic will be allowed on West Grand Avenue between 2nd Street and 3rd Street. Keep that in mind. Parking spaces designated for individuals with disabilities will be available at the Moravian Church on Goggin Street and the First Congregational Church on Maple Street in their parking lot. A big thank you to both of those organizations hosting this and letting people park over there. We appreciate them doing that. For boaters, I did want to touch on this one. There will be a safety zone established, dependent on the weather conditions, which will be set and monitored by boat patrols. This will protect boaters from being in an area where fallout from display could strike a person or boat and potentially cause injury or a fire or explosion. Not so much in our area, but every year you hear nationally about, you know, bad stories from fireworks or these things. Let's not get on the national map with something like this. Let's go ahead and be safe out there and enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, the DNR and I'm pretty sure mainly DNR will be out there, and I think the fire department will have their boat. But yeah, they set up that zone. And then also part of the rules are we have to use the size mortars that we want to use. There has to be a designated size of a zone by a certain distance. And so we have to maintain that so we can shoot off the bigger displays.
Yeah. Now, I also want everybody to keep in mind this fireworks show relies on donations from citizens and businesses. We greatly, first off, appreciate everybody that has put into this so that we can even have a fireworks show. But I want to encourage other people to, you know, be able to donate if you can and put into this if you can. You're putting back into your city. You're putting back into something that promotes our area, brings people to our area, helps bring the economy up, all of those things. If you want to be a part of this, you can go to wirapids.org/donate, wirapids.org/donate. Otherwise, you can contact their finance department at 421-8233. That's 421-8233. Thank you very much to everybody that does and has already donated. It's a fun event, and I know that in years past we've had kids get involved with this, so that you know, to help with the fundraising. We've had a couple of different ways of doing this. It's city funded, it's city donated, and I think that that's really cool in a sense, because it's us who are enjoying this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that different than spending a little money so that you can enjoy an event or go to a concert or something like that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we all pay taxes, and you know, it's nice when some of those dollars can be used for a benefit that we can all enjoy and take part in.
I want to talk a little bit about the weather. If weather goes south on us, which can happen in Wisconsin. I've heard this before. I don't know.
On occasion. And quickly.
You go ahead and keep a listening here at WFHR, stations like ours, places like ours. Wisconsin Rapids Community Media would also, I would say Facebook is a great place to go.
City Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah. Do we have an alternate date, an alternate time, if that isn't the case? Because I'm seeing here Wednesday, July 5th.
Correct. It's the next day.
Yeah. So a notice would immediately be released on the following, you know, media outlets. Like, as I mentioned, City of Wisconsin Rapids Facebook page, the Wisconsin Rapids Community Media website as well, Solaris Channel 3, Charter 985, and Nixle.com is another website you can go to for text alerts. Also, regarding the possession and sale and the use of fireworks, if you don't mind us getting into that a little bit.
Yeah, I could try to answer some of those, because it always comes up every year, and I know when I was a clerk, we spent time and discussing
this,
that, too.
And this is one of those ones, too, where I would say, I feel pretty confident saying 90% of the audience, even maybe even more than that, know how to handle this stuff, know how to deal with these things, and have their fire when they're going to do their own little fireworks display. They're going to do it at a reasonable time, and they're going to be smart about it. I would like to add to that that's all well and good, and that's something you should do. Know your neighbors too. You know, find out if they got dogs. Find out if there's a vet that lives in your neighborhood or something, and find out if they have an issue with these things. The 4th of July it's not in the Bill of Rights that you have to use fireworks in order to celebrate the 4th of July. Like I'm lost on this one, because I got burnt out of fireworks. That's not a pun. I didn't mean to make that.
You don't look burnt.
Yeah, I got it as a kid. Enough to me and everything. But I love the event. I love the community coming together. I love celebrating the 4th. I'm one of the biggest homers you're going to find. USA. But the knucklehead part of this, where you've got people lighting off fireworks at 1 a.m, or you have people that don't take any consideration for animals, for our veterans. There's ordinances. There's things. It's not just me here jumping on a soapbox. There's actual laws in place for this.
Yeah, I think, you know, the problem comes in is I think everybody kind of accepts the 4th of July. There's going to be fireworks.
And, yeah.
You know, if everybody would contain it to the 4th, there would probably be less problems. But it's when they start a week before and mm-hmm. they're going off at midnight, 1, yeah. 2 in the morning, that's when, by the time the 4th comes, people are pretty much had enough. And, you know, if you could contain it to the 4th, there's probably a lot less problems. But, yeah, if it's going to be before the 4th, neighbors call. It's just notorious that people start calling when it gets to be late at night.
You know, take into consideration others. And remember, a big part of celebrating the 4th of July is celebrating your neighbors, celebrating fellow Americans. It's celebrating our country. It is not an individual celebration. It can have individual feelings and meanings, certainly. But it is not just about you. It is about celebrating what we've got here, this amazing country that we have.
Yeah, so keep it to the 4th, and there's a whole lot less issues then.
Yeah, and I like the idea of the buildup. to it too. I like the idea. It's very tempting to get those fireworks. I've been in this position too, where you want to celebrate and you want to go ahead and light them off. And I've been 21. I know what it's like to want to, you know, celebrate all night long and doing these things. Got to keep it in the consideration.
Those of us, I can't do that anymore.
Yes, yes, I hear you. Yes, yes.
But yeah, you know, it's the bar time. Like, hey, let's go light off fireworks, and that usually gets neighborhoods and people pretty riled up. And those of us that can't make it that late anymore.
We're speaking with Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer. And Mayor, I know recently there was some conversation about city council adjustments to committees and meetings. What took place with that? What's the conversation?
So yeah, the Monday there was a committee of the whole meeting made up of the council members, and they had discussed the potential of going down to, or having two council meetings a month and kind of eliminating standing committees. And there's a lot of confusion, a lot of questions, which is more than fair. A standing committee is considered a public works, finance, and human resource committee because they're made up of council members. Mm-hmm. And those would be the ones that were being discussed to being eliminated. Mm. And then just creating that extra council meeting and handling everything twice a month versus kind of once a month. Mm-hmm. But then the problem is you add all that to one council meeting. It could be a very long meeting, mm-hmm. and I don't know how that would go. You know, I think you kind of get after several hours. I could see people like, all right, let's just pass this stuff and get going.
Yeah.
If there's public there waiting to speak, you know, mm-hmm. I struggle with that because you know that's not really. I think that'll kind of build that frustration.
Yeah. Yeah.
But ultimately, they came to a tie on Monday, and mm-hmm. I'm not part of that committee, so I don't have a tie-breaking vote. So mm-hmm. because it came to a tie, it failed. Mm-hmm. And so last night, they kind of continued that discussion. You know, I was personally, as I said last night, I probably would have been in favor of exploring it further mm-hmm. because the city of Wapaka does this, and I actually yesterday started watching a couple of their meetings. I'm kind of see how it flowed, see what that process looked like. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it ended up not passing, and we're not any worse off. As I spoke on Monday, that I think part of the problem is, you know, our ordinances, if they don't pass unanimously, have to come back a second time, which can stretch out that process to a second month. And there's no, that's just a rule that we have, mm-hmm. and other places have. And I thought, well, maybe potentially if we got rid of that second reading, and just have it go to that council that month, and it passes by a majority because we go by a majority in this mm-hmm. country, and just kind of leave it at that. And then if there is a problem, they can always, under Robert's Rules of Orders, they can bring those ordinances back again, like different motions to renew and reconsider and kind of looking at it at that point. So that was my kind of quasi-solution to this. We'll see where it goes. But ultimately, the council, they're not changing the way they're doing business currently.
What brought this about?
I think Patrick Delaney, one of the councilmen, were kind of, looking at trying to, exercise or get this process moving a little quicker because sometimes we're concerned that with development, you have to go to so many meetings and it stretches out over months. And, if we can move some of this business quicker, mm-hmm. it's not a bad thing. And I also, if you come to a council meeting and there's just, they can hold it over another month too. It doesn't mean just because it's that council that they have to act on it. So if there's not enough information or people are feeling uncomfortable or they want to make sure that the citizens are aware of it, they can stretch it out another month. So there's a lot of options, but at this point, we're status quo.
Yeah, and as a side note, always encourage people to check out these meetings. They're available for you. Go to Wisconsin Rapids Community Media's YouTube page. You can find them all right there for you and keep up to date on everything that is going on in your community.
They also pump them out live on Facebook.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people kind of, they take a moment and they watch and kind of move on. But yeah, we do get visitors there.
It's a good idea. And it's a way to not only stay informed, but to know what's going on in your zip code, what's going on in your area.
Yeah, a person spoke last night. I don't know if he really totally understood the process, but people don't understand really sometimes government, but I was talking last night after the meeting that, our local government, no matter where you're at, is probably the easiest form of government. I don't know if anybody's watched any state and federal legislators in action. Mm-hmm. Now that can get confusing, but locally I think it's pretty straightforward. If you have questions or comments or concerns, reach out to your alderman. Just start with your alderman and they can kind of help you guide through the process. I spend my days returning phone calls with people that don't know where to go, don't know how to handle a situation, and we'll work through it together, you know. Because you can go to your government during your civics classes, but, you know, trying to figure this out, process out, you need help. And it's confusing, especially people that are in a daily basis. And but we're here to help, you know.
Yeah. Oh, we got to give each other some grace. Mm-hmm. We talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. We're way too quick to anger, way too quick to complain. You look at the comments section of most things in life, and it's never, hey, great job. It's always blah, 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 blah.
And
it's barking. And it's we've gotten to a point in society where the majority of people are like, enough. Enough. Like, there's plenty of times in life to call that card, to play the anger card, to play the negative card or whatever. You don't have to make up reasons. Life will give you reasons to do this. You don't have to go choose your battles wisely. Don't be so quick to anger. If you have a concern, you're an American citizen.
Yeah,
you have every right to voice that concern. Do a little homework. Do be so quick to blah, 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 you're doing this wrong. Well, did you look into it? Do you understand how our government works? Are you complaining even to the right person? That's something that I run into a lot with Sheriff Becker, where there's a lot of that where that's not my field. I don't even take care of that county. I can't help you here. Just because I have a badge doesn't mean I can help you. Understanding this going forward is for your benefit out there. It is for you to know these things that is really helpful.
Yeah, we just have platforms now where people can hide behind the keyboard. And, it's easy to make comments on Facebook or wherever, whatever platform you're at. But, you know, it's a struggle because they probably, a lot of people, and there are people out there, which, you know, I absolutely respect the people that are willing to look in the eyes and tell you what they think. But there's a lot of people that just hide behind the keyboard and just spew it out there. And that does no good.
You show what you're saying if it means something to you. If I see somebody just putting a comment on the end of an article or something like that, and that's all they do, well, that person didn't really care that deeply about that particular issue or whatever. That's how it comes across to me and to 99% of the audience out there. You actually take the time and you reach out to an alderman or our mayor or somebody like that. That goes a lot farther. You're going to actually be heard. And it's about that. Do you want to bark or do you want to be heard? It comes down to a lot of that.
And people do reach out, you know, and so it's like, you know, people that don't reach out need to realize that people reach out. Aldermen work through these processes. Aldermen call me like, hey, I've got this situation, you know, and one of my constituents called me and we work through it. You know, we figure it out and we help them go through the process. If there is a process, or sometimes, you know, as somebody reached out to me about some parking issues around the school. And so I got it on the agenda for them next month to try to get some 2-hour parking during school days, and we're going to move it forward. It was that simple. It started with an email, and within a month, it's going to be on the committee, and we're going to talk about it.
Like you said, with local government, you can really get things done when you have these ideas, when you actually put a little time and effort and energy into it, some thoughts, some brains into it, and you're like, hey, I think this should happen, and reaching out. And it's not that deep of a process, like the mayor was just explaining to you. I would think that people would even more be encouraged with local government to be straightforward, to be, you know, have a real conversation, not just barking, you know, two dogs barking at each other.
Right, and it's easy to get caught into that. You know, I had a situation where a person was contacting me because they're really mad about A Street being closed. And it was like they were adamant and they were pretty frustrated. But realistically, they were the only one complaining. So how much value does that one person have versus the thousands of people that aren't complaining? You know, so it's all about putting in perspective too sometimes.
It's something that in your position, I know that you've either had to learn to do, or maybe you learned in other fields. But the weighing the one over the mass, and how best to do that, or when is it, okay, I'm hearing from enough people, this is something we should do that is better for them.
Yep.
I can't imagine what that balance is like. That it seems like a skill that you got to learn every day almost.
Well, yeah, because it's easy to kind of listen to that one and kind of like champion that one cause, but really is it best for the many? And that one person isn't always going to be happy, but it's really about the many and not the one.
Construction update. How are things rolling as far as that? Everything on schedule?
Yeah, so they're told recently that Oak Street's been a big project this year. It's long. They're ahead of schedule. They're moving right along. Nice weather really helps. You know, they've got some curb and gutter in portion of it, and asphalting will be next as they continue moving east to 16th Street. And so then there's a few other little projects that they're going to kind of wrap in here. And It's kind of finishing up the year then.
That roundabout in the area over by the City Hall, I know it was done last year, but I can't drive it and not think of how nice it is, how nice that whole area has really coming about with the Y over there and everything. It's really coming together nice.
It's kind of amazing because, you know, people usually complain about roundabouts. I have heard so much positive about West Jackson over there in the roundabout. I know people that will avoid other ways, going down the expressway to take Jackson instead. Yeah, it's
I'm one of them. I do that.
I've never really kind of drove through there, but after it was done, I find myself driving more through there and maybe continuing up the high at 34 and getting out of town that way. But, yeah, there's been so much positive responses to that.
A big thank you to all those workers out there, to the schedulers. Keep up the great work. And please, everybody, keep an eye out for our workers out there. They're doing work that is so hard and so difficult. We know how hot it is out there that they're doing this stuff. Don't make them worry about traffic. Don't make them worry about you.
Yeah, because, that's the last thing you want to do is hit a worker. And they're all just trying to do their job and kind of move on with life.
So. Yeah. The paper mill, we can't get together and not bring up the paper mill. And I say the same thing to Representative Krug. Talking with Representative Krug just a couple of weeks ago, didn't really have any updates on this. No. And I think that we're getting to a point here where we kind of have to almost be surprised if we do get an update from this company.
Yeah, it's always a struggle. You know, I've talked with federal legislators. Apparently it's, at least I'm being told, it's actively being marketed to be sold. And all we can do is hope that it will be sold.
Yeah.
And so the city's working with Vandewall and Associates for a redevelopment project down there. Obviously, whoever owns the property gets to decide what they do with it. But should they come to the city and say, hey, what are some ideas? We're going to hopefully have a document that they can work off of. But yeah, it's frustrating. I think sometimes, and I don't know the paper industry very intimately, but I think the part of the problem is just such a massive campus there that it's hard, I think, for a smaller type paper business to come in and try to purchase it all. And so it really needs to be a company like the company that owns it. I wish they would realize and take a look at it and see if they could make one of their products there
or
do something.
Yeah,
because they have products that apparently they have products in their portfolio that they don't make in North America.
Yeah.
So, could they utilize it for some other use or, within their own company?
And from what I'm seeing, it certainly would be for the benefit of our community, our states and everything. It would benefit them too. From what I'm seeing, they're siphoning money over there. Like, I don't know many companies that could afford to do that, but so it'd be a good thing to get it figured out. I did want to mention that the water park is open. Remind everybody about that. It's fun. Good time. I can't drive past there and not enjoy the sounds and the kids and the music and everything. Encourage people to check out the water park.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going well. Very few closures. There's been discussions because state law has a temperature requirement of 65 degrees. So that's when we close and people are mad because we're closing it. Well, state law says that we can't be open. And so there's been discussions about that. I've seen some on Facebook. But, we prefer as a city to have it open and not cancel swim classes, not cancel everything going on. And so, when it closes, we're just as frustrated and the staff is just as frustrated.
Understandable. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to talking again next week or next month. And have a good summer so far. I enjoy the beginning of summer here.
Thanks, James. You also.
And a big thank you to our friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Appreciate you guys so much. Be sure to subscribe their page on YouTube. Follow them on social media. It's a great follow. We'll come back with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR.